This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Ladies and gentlemen, state the obvious. We meet with the eyes of history upon us and the profound questions before us.
President Joe Biden speaking at today's huge global climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland. The summit is being hosted by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, but the president today has already spoken.
It's simple. Will we act? Will we do what is necessary? Will we seize the enormous opportunity before us? Or will we condemn future generations to suffer? This is the decade that will determine the answer, this decade. The science is clear. We only have a brief window left before to raise our ambitions and to meet the task that's rapidly narrowing.
Protesters on the streets of both Rome for the G20 and now Glasgow, hardly hesitant to restrain their frustration with world leaders as the planet heats up and in many areas appears already to be boiling over. Kim Cobb is a professor at Georgia Tech. She says all is well with personal composting efforts and biking, but
we need to find another gear in our individual lives, in our families, in our cities, in our states at the national level, and yes, at the international negotiating table as well. We need to find another gear, but the good news is we know exactly what needs to be done.
Pollution pricing is the key to getting greenhouse emissions down and boosting innovation. Now that, according to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, having already spoken at the COP26 summit today, is why Canada, he says, has committed to capping oil and gas sector emissions and then making sure they come down fast enough. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed alarm today over reports that forces from Ethiopia's Tigray region have advanced into Desi and Kombolcha. Those are two towns in the neighboring Amhara region. Blinken wrote in a Twitter post, all parties must stop military operations and begin ceasefire negotiations without preconditions. The Ethiopian government accused the Tigrayan forces on Monday of carrying out large-scale killings and destruction of property. The COVID-19 pandemic global health toll has hit the 5 million mark, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. This center reported early Monday the grim milestone of 5,425 global deaths from the COVID-19 outbreak. The new death tally comes just months after 4 million deaths from COVID-19, and those were recorded in June. Milestone arrives as some countries struggle to get one shot in the arm, while other countries have begun inoculating their population with booster shots. In an open letter appealing to the leaders of the G20 nations who are meeting in Rome, the World Health Organization stressed the disparity in vaccine distribution between wealthy and low-income countries. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she has contracted COVID-19. Psaki is not traveling with the president this week. She says she was last in contact with President Biden on Tuesday when she met him in the White House. Psaki says they were more than 6 feet apart and wearing masks. She had planned to travel with the president but scrapped the trip after learning that members of her household had tested positive for COVID-19. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, invigorated by a surprisingly strong election victory, signaled on Monday that he would pursue defense policies aimed at deterring China, address climate change, and accelerate recovery from the pandemic. Kishida's conservative Liberal Democratic Party defied predictions and held onto its single-party majority in a Sunday election, solidifying his position as head of the fractious party and giving him a freer hand in parliament with recovery from the coronavirus pandemic, including an extra budget taking priority. Some had feared that Kishida, only in power a month, could become another one of Japan's short-term prime ministers. Sydney's international airport has come alive with tears, embraces, and laughter as Australia's border opened for the first time in 20 months. Australia eased travel restrictions earlier today, betting that vaccination rates are now high enough to mitigate the danger of allowing international visitors, again maintaining some of the lengthiest and strictest border controls anywhere. Joe Palca, VOA News.